Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the 27th day of April, 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have open phones. A doctor of chemistry who's been a guest on the nightly news a few times, I think once here on the radio, who's running for city council here in Austin, is going to be joining us in the last 40 minutes of the third hour today. Her name is Laura Presley. It says here on my sheet, she's Councilwoman Laura Presley. That's positive thinking. She's running for city council here in Austin, Texas. I've seen some of the Infowars.com reporter contest entries that are excellent, and they say, I'll be coming to Austin now in my report. And they talk about positive thinking. But I really don't believe in that system where they say, you just say something and it happens. You have to say something and then put it into action. And then there's a very good chance it will happen, especially if you've got right on your side. Okay, big radio transmission obviously lined up for you today. You know, I'm always intending to do a science section every day because there's so much science news and I get bogged down in the negative information. And then there's always a strange news section that I find intriguing just to illustrate how truth is stranger than fiction, reality is stranger than any imagination of fiction, any pipe dream, even hallucinogen base that you can imagine. And boy, today, there was so much weird news that I said to myself, I have got to cover news of the weird. So at the bottom of this hour, I'm going to spend about 5 minutes just hitting unbelievably bizarro news. Here's just one of them. Hawk snatches supermodel's dog from her home. And another one, it attacks. So at least dogs are small. The hawks are hungry. And I used to always joke with my wife. We had a really small chihuahua that was a rescue chihuahua named Conan, and he got out one day, and the neighbor wanted to save him and chased him down the road into the street, and he got run over, but shows how the road to hell is paved with good intentions because he was running away from her, and she went down our little street to the major highway and ran him out in the highway. But side issue, I would always joke that Conan could be picked up by an owl or a hawk because I've read about that really happening. Well, here it is. There's one of the stories we'll be covering. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I don't normally cover fluff stories, but we need occasionally to, you know, divert off into something interesting to get the mind stimulated. I think that about myself is why I'm saying that, because we've also got to cover some of the positive things going on in the world. And I've asked my crew to create on Prison Planet and InfoWars good news section. News of the weird, I want to add a news of the weird and a good news section to both of the sites. And maybe there'll be special sections down at the bottom that you know, that don't even look like the other sections, or maybe links to pages where that's going on, because we've to know evil, we've got to recognize what good is. Now, speaking of evil and good, Labor Department withdraws child labor law rule after massive public attention via the Drudge Report of the Daily Caller story. About that. And the Labor Department says, for now, we won't implement the rule until Obama gets reelected. And, of course, then Mitt Romney's basically an Obama clone. I mean, exact same policies on record. You know, a tree can tell you it grows oranges. But if it grows, rotten possums, then you know it's not really an orange tree. And that's like Romney says he's going to do all these good things, but his tree isn't producing nice oranges or apples. It's producing fetid, scrofulous, bulbous stink balls. If you look, gun control, open borders, carbon taxes, abortion. Do I need to keep going here? Banker run. The big news is coming up, though. Executive order to ban guns. Wait to hear about that.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Seventh day of April 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I keep saying every few weeks 2011. We're already 4 months, almost 5 months into 2012. And don't you still sign checks 2011 sometimes? Don't you still think it's 2011? And by the time we're 2013, we'll just be getting used to 2012. My point is, you're only alive once. Time is moving very, very fast. So be sure and stop and smell the roses and defend liberty. Okay, we got a big broadcast for you today. We're going to have a doctor of chemistry, Dr. Laura Presley, here in studio the last 40 minutes of the third hour today, because here in Austin, and I covered this yesterday, KVUE even reported it. I'm very excited. UT's taking fluoride out of the water because their own chemistry department said, yeah, the majority of government scientists say it's causing cancer and brain damage, and it's terrible. It actually attacks blacks and women a lot more than Anglo or Asian men. And this is another big victory. You've got big towns and cities all over the world now removing it. So this is a major victory point. They're pulling bisphenol A out of most of the plastics. All over the place, people are demanding real organic foods. Very exciting. She's going to be in studio with us, and she's running for city council here in Austin, Texas. So we look forward to that. That said, we've got some bad news here. City wants executive order to ban concealed carry in Tampa during RNC. Just period, your concealed carry in Tampa will be banned. They're asking the governor for an executive order. Now, let me explain where executive orders come from. The Congress, by law, in the first Congress, it was actually the second Congress, because they had a Continental Congress before that, and they had a Continental President, actually, before Washington. But the point is, so technically he is the second president, but the first of the Republic. What, 1789? You can go back to the history books. The point is that all of this is extremely, extremely important to understand, that it was the allotment for the president's house in New York. It wasn't in the middle of the woods in Virginia yet, on the Potomac. In fact, Washington was never in the White House. It got built after he already left office. But my point here is, I always digress into factoids, is that executive orders were the amount of money Congress gave the president, and he could do executive orders on who he wanted to hire in the White House. And the first executive orders are for plates and cutlery and glasses for state dinners in New York at the president's lodges, which were later partially destroyed when the British pulled in with ships later and blew it up. But that's a side issue. That was after. Of course, he left office, was already dead. That was in the War of 1812. But I digress yet again. Executive orders were, Mrs. Washington wants these color drapes. The president has six assistants. The Secretary of State's office in the government building needs desk and five chairs. I mean, you can go read them. They're in the Library of Congress. It's online. You can read hundreds of Washington letters. You can read his first executive orders right through. They're into the 13,000s, almost the 14,000s now. And the first multi-thousand were all presidents up until the 50s deciding, oh, we don't want this cutlery anymore. We want some new stuff. Or the floor is collapsing in the East Room. Executive order, we ask Congress for apportionment to fix the White House. I mean, if they can just say, executive order, we attack Libya, even though Congress says no. Executive order, Obama shuts down power plants not owned by GE, and your power prices roughly double in many areas. They're more than doubling here in Austin, they admit, so they can pay GE and others more money. Just open criminality. Begala, one of Clinton's head people, famously said to the New York Times, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Yeah, Hitler, by the time he was full Führer by 1940, you know, it took him about 7 years to really become a full dictator. It was, I'm the Führer, forget chancellor, forget president. They had an upper and lower, you know, a chancellor and a president. It's just called Führer, baby, which means leader. Stalin, you know, he still had a kind of a fake Duma and some, you know, oh yeah, you guys vote how I want. Sure. Kind of like Roman senators for a long time after Julius Caesar. In what, 40-something B.C., the Senate was, what do they call it, vestigial, ceremonial, a figurehead, a relic, a rubber stamp, a echo chamber. And so now, the NRA is reporting that Obama's talking about banning importation and banning Simeonto via an executive order. The Washington Times reported on that months ago. The NRA is pretty milquetoast, so, and they've got the intel, probably worse, that he's going to use executive orders. And why not? Last year, we broke the news. It was given to me by local gun dealers. We broke it that the ATF is giving rules, kind of like, oh, the Labor Department has a rule that your child can't do any farm chores. There's a rule that if you sell more than two rifles, you're going to put an ATF suspicious report on somebody. Well, there's already an instant check through the FBI when you're buying those one or two or 10 rifles or handguns. But anything semi-auto, you'll call us and file a report. So they have an excuse to start investigating, claiming there was a report. So they can also fake statistics and claim all these suspicious reports are coming in. And they told the gun dealer, said, we've never done this before. It's always law. And they said, do what you say, we're going to arrest you. And see, that's about setting the precedent. That when they say jump, you say how high. I've got some other big news, too, I'm about to mention. But on the executive order, now they're asking the governor to ban all of the concealed carry permits of the state when you come to the city limits of Tampa for the RNC. Well, the governor can't do that. The governor can only do executive orders within the power of his office. You can go read the state law of Florida. It's the same as the federal law. Yes, if the president already has Congress and a law, and it's within the executive purview, which they've expanded and expanded, he can, within that purview, have an executive order. Once a president's been given the war power, once they've declared war, he becomes the commander-in-chief, and now he can give orders as the commander-in-chief, but not unless they've declared war. That's why they never declare war. He just operates as that without it. That's called dictatorship. But the office has been turned into a dictatorship. Now he admits, oh, yeah, yeah, I can't wait till my second term because I'm completely ignoring Congress. And the question is, will Congress at that point just sit there on their back? I mean, how many constitutional law scholars have I had on? I want to get Bruce Fein back on about this, by the way, next week. Just executive orders in general. One of the top advisors to Congress, constitutional lawyer. Ron Paul's chief of policy, chief policy advisor. By the way, Ron Paul was in town last night. There was over 4,000 people there. And InfoWars was the only media that we know of to get one question. One question, because he was behind, he had to leave. Richard Reeves got one question in. It dealt with false flags. Ron Paul also spoke on false flags in his speech. We're going to air that coming up in the middle of the next hour. Ron Paul, excerpt of his speech. And we're going to, on top of that, also have the question that Richard Reeves was able to get him, get to Congressman Ron Paul. That's coming up. By the way, tonight on the Nightly News, Aaron Dykes is doing it, and there's an hour-plus speech I gave that folks think was even better than Dallas in Orlando, and it's had a lot of video and documents, and it's pretty much almost a film of when I was visiting the Big 810 AM, where we're number one, by the way, on the radio up against Rush Limbaugh. show. That's going to air tonight after the news. We were going to try to rush and get the whole Ron Paul speech up on the nightly news tonight, but I'd rather add documentation to everything he's saying. Because everybody can put Ron Paul speeches up, and they're probably already being uploaded. That's fine. That's great. We're going to air it next Monday or Tuesday on the nightly news with articles and documents and clips backing up everything he's saying. I like to do that. There'll be some excerpts tonight, but on the news, but the full speech, the questions, the crowd, all of it, time-lapse photography, everything. A big extravaganza Monday or Tuesday. I would be able to again, air it tonight if our crew wasn't so skeleton. That's why we're trying to hire more video editors and other camera person and reporters. That takes money. That's why I promote products I believe in, like the Alex Jones Pack, Rebound, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of it at InfoWarsTeam.com. You already get the best discounts on the products you're going to find anywhere there. And you can get free shipping if you sign up for the auto ship. And you can become a distributor and get wholesale discounts. InfoWarsTeam.com. But you not only get, from my scouring and research, the best vitamins and minerals out there with all the trace elements that other companies aren't adding. You also support us when you purchase at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you also support us when you get the high-quality, gravity-fed, top-of-the-line, pro-pure water filtration systems at InfoWars.com with promo code WATER. Get an additional 10% off the already lowest prices at ProPure at InfoWars.com. And your purchase supports us. You buy the books, the videos, all that. That's how you fund us getting the... I mean, I need 10 more reporters, quite frankly. I can't cover all this. I need your financial support. We'll be back. As we've been trying to... So we've got the big Ron Paul news coming up. And yes... the other big news of the day, CISPA passed in a rush vote, kind of like the Federal Reserve Act passed back in 1913. They rushed it through the House yesterday in the evening. CISPA, let Congress know you will not let them trash the Fourth Amendment. And they've got inventors of the internet coming out. And no, I don't mean Al Gore. They've got top scientists, government people, former head of cybersecurity, all out, scientists writing letters to Congress saying, this ends the Fourth Amendment. This surveils everything in lifetime. They've already been doing it, is the point. And they say that. We've already been doing it. Like, that's okay. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer's like, well, you just caught me grabbing another 15-year-old off the street. I mean, I did it to 10 others. Somehow there's this idea that we've already been illegally, because it is illegal, spying on you without warrants, and now we just want to put it into law. And we want to put it into law, we can torture people. And we want to put it into law, we can take your bank account without due process and take your passport. I mean, it's all happening because they're sitting on top over $1,000 trillion in derivatives, and they know it can't ever be paid back. They know you don't owe it. They know it's the bankers. And they created it on purpose to sign us onto it. You notice Europe raised taxes, cut benefits, is now in a full-bore depression. I got stacks of news on it. And the bankers are like, oopsie, that's exactly what they wanted to do. You don't think they don't know when they passed carbon taxes last year in California and are now implementing over the next 3 years, 20%+, it was like 22% carbon taxes. And everyone is just fleeing as fast as they can. It's a gorgeous, great state. Beautiful. I love Central and Northern. I like San Diego. You know, down in the South. Beautiful. It's like Soviet Russia or something. They're giving kids shots without parental consent. 11-year-olds. They're taking 11-year-olds for abortions. And they tell parents, shut up! And California is the model for the country. That's why it's such good news. They may, the people there, demand labeling of GMO because it has been the bellwether. We can reverse that thanks to the work of Dr. Mercola and others. But my point is, CISPA is so much worse than even SOPA, and it makes my head spin. And... well, we've gone over it and over it. I mean, it does so many horrible things. It is unspeakable. Once again, Congress has ignored the will of the people. Yeah, the polls are over 90% against it. For weeks, it has been obvious that millions of Americans are steadfastly opposed to CISPA, the so-called cybersecurity legislation passed by the House last night that will allow the government to surveil Americans and deny them Fourth Amendment protection while on the Internet, which is everything now. See, they get you addicted, then they take it away. Congressional leaders and members have come up with all kinds of lame excuses in order to push the bill through, including the absurd claim made by the House Majority Leader that CISPA will create jobs. Yeah, it makes everybody. At least the last version I read a week ago, they're always changing it. And we got to look into this. It makes anybody in IT who has over 100 customers get a federal certification. And the certification means you'll constantly be upgraded, go to training, and learn how to put equipment and snooper hubs into everything. And then they'll just come and raid whole networks saying you don't have the systems in place. You're like, oh, that won't happen. Really? In 1996, they had the Telecommunications Act saying, under law, via the regulations, a blank check law, that you had to have satellite tracker triangulation via cell towers down to 3 feet with cell phones, GPS, triangulator. The phone itself's not GPS, it's GPS triangulator. And it had to be able to be accessed remotely and turned on even when off to where you can't tell to listen to you. And now all the tech has it. The CIA director admits it. The digital cable boxes, the computers, everything. And they admit it. The smart boxes aren't just smart meters. They're admittedly designed to dial in and grab all your wireless transmissions. It was in the Washington Post last year. They're going to start having wireless service on top of the postal service vehicles, but it'll double as a snooper grabbing all the data. In this bill, they're saying they can pass around your medical stuff, your insurance, your everything. It says that they can spy on Congress and give their tax returns to any agency they want and listen to them. That's in the bill. It's the bureaucracy run by foreign banks engaged in a coup d'etat. And the average congressperson is blackmailed or so corrupt they don't care. Those that do are the minority. And here it is. Get the article by Kurt. We can still beat it in the Senate. And I know Rand Paul's going to try to block it, but they even break Senate rules to try to stop him from blocking it. Get it out. It's at Infowars.com. CISPA, let Congress know you will not let them trash the Fourth Amendment. At least this stuff's getting out in the open, though, now. At least it's out in the open more and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones, I am your host. I've already covered some of the news I'm going to get to. I'm going to get to more of it now. But I want to give the toll-free number out for first-time callers. I'll do this a few days a week so that brand-new listeners have a chance to be involved on the show and also long-time listeners. A lot of times, hey, I've been listening 15, 16 years, never been able to get through. And then we get to hear some great new voices on the show. So first-time calls. At least in the first few rounds of the phone system being filled up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Okay, let me get into some of the other news that we have here in front of us, including news of the weird. That's coming up here in just a moment. There is some good news that I mentioned at the very start. Labor Department withdraws farm child labor rule. After Daily Caller, DrudgeReport.com, and also Infowars.com made it go viral. You made it go viral. But they're saying they're going to suspend the rule for now. Their rule. And that brings me back into our top story at Infowars.com before I get to news of the weird to show the point that we are definitely seeing the twilight zoning of the planet Earth. City wants executive order to ban concealed carry in Tampa during RNC. And I already went over at the start of the show, but if you just tuned in, this is very important. The first executive orders were for the linen and plates for Mrs. Washington with the money Congress gave them to set up the presidential facility and to have heads of state and others and ambassadors in for dinner. The reason we have a Congress and the reason we have state legislatures is because they make the laws, and there's a check and balance of the courts saying whether it's constitutional or not. And then you have the president or the governor that executes the will of the legislature, which is the will of the people, the will of the Congress that is the will of the people in the Constitution. We form this government. We form this union. We, the people, create this system. And if it ever becomes destructive of our liberties, it is not just our right. It is our duty to overthrow it. That's called treason. And they arrested the Hatari militia for talking about that. It's directly out of the Declaration of Independence. So if you want to arrest that, go ahead and lock up. Of course, they've had news in the Philadelphia Daily News said, and the BBC had the headline too, is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And they had the feds and people in there and lawyers saying, yeah, it's terrorism. You're saying if a government's oppressive, you got a right to overthrow it? Man, that's terrorism. And now you notice Obama said last week, war on terror is over. Al-Qaeda's our friend. He means the banker's friend, overthrowing all these countries. But the TSA is in Boston and Houston and Dallas. I'm just mentioning around where I live. And I heard they're coming to Austin. Just like they had the army a month ago out at the kite festival. I almost pulled in the kite festival. I'm driving along with Dave Mustaine, my wife, and his wife. And we're like, oh, there's the kite festival, isn't it? You want to go there? I'm like, yeah, we may not have time. And little did I know that I pulled over there. It was the National Guard searching people. Woo, it's fun, isn't it? I don't have to travel anymore to drive up to a checkpoint or... You know, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Black boxes in the car, tracking his face, scanning cameras everywhere. Government caught shipping narcotics in almost every day. And meanwhile, you got an executive order. Isn't that just precious? Just have an executive order. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just cute? Isn't that just wonderful and sweet? To have an executive order in the new America. An executive order not by the president to shut down power plants that aren't paying any money and aren't part of their mafia system. No, not the executive orders to launch wars in Libya. And even when Congress says they don't have approval, it's totally illegal. Or executive orders, or just go become the head of the UN Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9, totally illegal. You know, he doesn't even need executive orders now. He just says, I'm writing a letter saying the UN gave me authority. And it just gets worse and worse, each new president that gets in. No, now we have Tampa going to the governor and saying, we want you to ban the hundreds of thousands of people in the state of Florida that have a concealed carry, and we want you to ban them from being inside Tampa with their firearms. Now, there's a big problem there. You know how they create a concealed carry? See, they can't legally and lawfully, they've got some city laws that do this, but they're unconstitutional. That's why they're getting overturned. Tell you that you can't carry a shotgun or handgun openly. Because in ancient times, everyone could carry a weapon openly if they were a free man, if you weren't a slave. You know, back in ancient Europe where the serfs were basically slaves, weren't any black slaves, they were just white slaves. Never hear about that in the media, though, because that kind of kills the whole race war thing if people learn that most whites that came to this country were indentured servants, signed on for 7 to 10 years slave tenures. In many cases, were even worse off than the black slaves. Look it up, because they weren't even property. They were just chattel. But the issue here is that you could always have armaments open because a free man who was not a criminal had their arms open, swords, muskets, whatever the case was. What's always been illegal under common law is concealed weapons, under the laws of chivalry, all of it. A dagger, later a musket, a grenade, a granado. You do not conceal. You never conceal a weapon. So that's how they said, we'll give you a permit to have a gun, to create the perception that you've got to have a permit to have a gun. You've only got to have a permit because it's illegal. A permit, a license is an authorization, a letter of mark to do something that is illegal. That's why when they start licensing travel or licensing having a passport or licensing owning a home or having a business, they've made it illegal and they can revoke it. This is ancient common law they're overthrowing. And so that's why one of the greatest modern civil rights, human rights movements out there, uninalienable, unalienable, God-given right exercises, people carrying AK-47s, M-16s, you know, that are semi-auto, handguns, rifles, shotguns openly. I remember more than a decade ago, the new Black Panther Party marched around in Houston with loaded shotguns, and even though I didn't agree with their thing of get whitey, I said I admired their courage, and they actually created the precedent for conservative and libertarian and patriot groups of all races and colors to start carrying AR-15s, MAC-90s, M1 Grands, range rifles, handguns in public, and at first the police would try to arrest people, they'd lose the lawsuits. Then they try to intimidate people. And now police all over the country are standing down and understand it. And the media doesn't know how to deal with it because they've been running sitcoms and dramas where they show the image of all guns being illegal. All the sitcoms and dramas and cop shows are based in New York. You know, in these TV shows, they pull them over and they go, you got a gun. That's 10 years in jail. And then when some carpet cleaner's in your house and sees a case of guns, they run out and call the police. And you're like, why are you calling the police? Guns, guns. I'm like, you're not from Texas, are you? So listen, mister, don't. You know, they see a gun on a cop, they feel good. They see one on a fellow slave, it's like, because they're a TV head. So we're openly with our guns out in public. It's totally freaking the system out. Totally. They don't know what to do anymore with this. So all of that is now unfolding. And so they're coming in and saying they want to revoke a privilege. Now, it's a law that you can have this concealed carry in Florida. I remember when they introduced it more than a decade ago, their crime rate went down 24% within 1 year. I remember that was in the big Florida national papers, 20+%. 24, 25, I think it was 24. You can look it up. But let's see if they get away with this. Just saying, well, or they're now declaring that the Secret Service's whole town's national security events where, oh, the feds say you can't do this. In fact, I saw some new articles where the feds are trying to pass a national law against talking on cell phones, period, even if it's hands-free, which studies show is very safe. Texting is 5 times more dangerous than even talking on your phone handheld. 5 times. And let me tell you, it is an epidemic. Something has to be done about that. It's reckless driving. Don't need a law. Cop sees you recklessly driving on your cell phone, sees you doing it. You should go to jail for reckless driving. Isn't that a felony last time I checked? See, the old law, the old common law, it's got it all. And what's the cop doing? What is the police officer doing? He is hired by the state, that's by the legislature, and empowered under citizens' arrest powers to then be trained. The public's made the decision to give citizens' arrest powers to this person that already has them and then specially train them. That's where police came from. See, but they're trying to take your citizens' arrest power away. And they're telling police, oh, let's write new laws that just go after everybody. Not about what they actually do, but what they do as a pre-crime and make everyone guilty and then have the cell phones surveil you that are you moving at a speed down the road? Do we know that you're using the phone? Then you get automatic tickets. That is the next phase in all of this. Okay, continuing here. This is a big deal to understand the history of this. City wants executive order to ban concealed carry in Tampa during RNC, turning a right into a privilege that can be revoked by bureaucrats. Tampa City Council wants Governor Rick Scott to pass an executive order banning concealed carry to coincide with protests in Republican National Convention later this year. Yeah, some of the reports are they're asking for a statewide ban, not just there in Tampa. I gotta love that, because the RNC's coming. The thousands of protesters expected at the Democratic Republican National Conventions can come armed with a lot more than signs and slogans. State law in Florida and North Carolina allows concealed weapons, including guns. Oh my gosh, reports the Sacramento Bee. Including guns? They have a gun? The Tampa City Council wants Scott to issue an executive order preventing people with concealed weapons permits from carrying guns. The executive order is required because, according to Florida law, local officials, not servants, are prohibited from preemptive actions against state gun statutes. Yeah, of course. They've had cities try to do it, but you can't. This move represents yet another effort to turn a right into a privilege and creates the pretext that fundamental liberties can be revoked by local bureaucrats when the mood takes them. Yeah, the Dallas Morning News and the Observer, Dallas Observer, are reporting for $110 for 5 days, the school book depository building that's a propaganda center for the lie that one guy killed JFK when 90%+ of Americans in major polls don't believe it. Anyone who doesn't believe the official story is not allowed into Dealey Plaza. The city park is being leased for $110 for 5 days. So the international media, they admit in the news, they say, so that the kooks can't be in front of the media, the 90%+ of the citizens. Again, this is the new no free speech zone system. So I'll be there, not this November, but the 50th, coming up in over a year. I'll be there. I'm calling for tens of thousands to be there for the First Amendment. This will backfire on them. But they're really trying all of this. Now, we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. But let me get into news of the bizarro now. I'm going to start doing this every single day. Here's a report out of CBS News. Hawk snatches Shauna Mochler's dog from her home in Calabasas, California. She says one dog was killed and taken away, the other injured by the hawk. Mountain lions also like to eat people out there because nobody defends themselves. The animals aren't scared of the humans. The humans are scared of the animals. Kind of like your government's supposed to be afraid of you, not the other way around. There is liberty where the government is afraid of the people. There is tyranny where the people are afraid of the government. Let me continue. Daily Mail. Giant cannibal shrimp, more than a foot long, invade waters off Gulf Coast. And they believe it's because natural barriers and other predators have been killed by the core exit and the leak. For the first time, a big increase in reports of Asian tiger shrimp along the U.S. southeastern coast and in the Gulf of Mexico has federal biologists worried that species is encroaching on native species. Giant shrimp are gobbling up the little shrimpies. Doesn't matter, they're all deformed and dying anyways. So there is that report. The shrimp are known to eat the smaller cousins, and sightings of the massive crustaceans have gone up tenfold last year, biologists say. Yeah, there's now great whites entering into the Gulf. Continuing, here is the Daily Mail, again with that report. Here's the New York Daily News. Swiss woman dies after attempting to live on sunlight. Woman gave up food and water on spiritual journey and lived close to a year. I don't believe that. She had to have been drinking water. She'll die in like a week. I guess some people, they torture to death in the hospitals. They can live up to 20 days sometimes without water. That's how they dehydrate you to death. They call that humane. Wards of the state who can even talk are strapped down and killed that way. But you know what? I'm not bashing Eastern, you know, religions and people. My point is a lot of these yogis are making stuff up. You know, they sit under a tree for 10 years and you know, all this baloney. And Westerners, they're reporting in Germany, France, other countries, people are dying. People are dying because they're trying to live off sunlight. And I agree, sunlight is good for you, but you're going to dehydrate and you're going to die. Okay? You're going to die. And these people get so dedicated to the religion. You know, trust in God, but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say, or what did Hunter S. Thompson say? You know, pray to God, but roll away from the rocks. It's like, well, God, why didn't you help me? I bashed into the rocks and my row boat. It's like, well, because I gave you arms and legs and a brain to get you to row away from that. You do what you can, God will carry you. The universe will carry you the rest of the way. You know, the universe bends towards justice, as Martin Luther King said. But you don't just like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to achieve nirvana. And these people are dying. And they will, even as they're dying, they will not believe it. They're like, no, I must have faith. I will become like Yogi Giblet or whatever. And then you end up dying. Now, we come back, more bizarro news, because I can take the bizarro news, give it a twist of information. Outrage as Egypt plans farewell intercourse law so husbands can have sex with dead wives up to 6 hours after their death. We've got that linked up at InfoWars.com. And it gets crazier after that. I can illustrate things across the board with this. And then we start the next hour. I'll go to your calls. And then the Ron Paul exclusive only question that got to be asked. And he talks about false flag. Everybody knows the inmates have taken over the asylum.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guys lost. But the question is, will we do something about it? Will we speak out against it? Are we going to just go along with total dehumanization of humanity? Everybody knows. Right here, let me just recap. Hawk snatches woman's dog, eats it, injures the other one. In the U.S., giant cannibal shrimp coming into the Gulf of Mexico, gobbling up the other shrimp. Swiss woman dies after attempting to live on sunlight. Woman gave up food and water on spiritual journey. Documenting film in the beginning. There was light, gave her the idea. Continuing, outrage as Egypt plans farewell intercourse law. This is in Reuters. So husbands can have sex with dead wives up to 6 hours after their death. The inmates are taking over the asylum in Egypt. Al-Qaeda light now in charge. Women now with the burqas. And, well, that's how it goes, because you got to give your rights up, because Al-Qaeda is going to get you. Oh, war on terror is over, but we're going to expand checkpoints everywhere and stick our hands down your pants. What, you're not going to fly? Speaking of hands down the pants, this is out of a China Daily. Woman kills man. This is a real article. By squeezing his testicles over parking dispute. It caused internal hemorrhaging and he died. And she crushed him and killed him. And I think she's going to get a job in the U.S. I mean, we had the congressman just this week in San Antonio who's criticized the TSA. For some reason, his name eludes me. What's his name? Congressman, the San Antonio congressman. I can't remember it. Fonseca. And he said now they know who he is. They call him aside. They get the cops there. Because they have the real, quote, law enforcement power. Of course, he could just citizen arrest all of them. And the congressman knew the law. And they just now crush him. He says they hurt him to teach him. So, I mean, she ought to get a job there. A female scooter rider killed a man by squeezing his testicles for the dispute in Heiko City, Hainan Province. It was learned the woman, 41 years old, rode on her scooter to the elementary school in the district to pick up her child that day when she waited to park her scooter in front of the shop. She was rejected by the shop owner, a 42-year-old male. The two parties soon fell into a quarrel, and a physical confrontation took place. The angry woman called up her husband and brother to come help her, which resulted in a violent fistfight. Then she grabbed the man's private parts, squeezed until he collapsed to the ground, dying. And continuing, well, that's a TSA worker right there. I mean, that's freedom. I'm not going to say it. Man ordered to dance moonwalk at gunpoint, police say. This is out of NBC New York. And a man ordered another man to dance the moonwalk or he would shoot him. The guy's facing 20 years in prison for doing that. Well, I mean, if you don't follow a police officer's order, you go to jail. Another citizen arrest, same power. That man should go to jail for not dancing the moonwalk, being sarcastic. And in interesting news, astronomers find new planet capable of supporting life. I wish I could believe that, but anything coming out of the government that controls the satellites, I mean, they told us that, by the way, the president is now running TV ads about how he killed bin Laden. And, I mean, if he said he killed the Loch Ness Monster, I would believe it more. Or you know, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, the Abominable Snowman, werewolves, chupacabras. What are other mythical creatures? El Diablos, Minotaurs, Centaurs, Chimeras, Jackalopes. That's the new national. His re-election bit is he killed bin Laden. So we're going to be covering that as well.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a ton of news in this second hour. On the political front, Ron Paul, one of our guys was able to talk to last night, coming up, talking about false flags. Huge Middle East news, geopolitical news, economic news. It's all coming up. But right now, let's take at least 30 minutes of phone calls on this live Friday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in New York. You're welcome, Dave, for joining us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex, for letting me on. I appreciate your tenacity, your enthusiasm, and your dedication to the cause.
Well, thank you, my brother. What's on your mind today?
Well, you mentioned, what are we going to do about it? Well, for the last 3 years, we've been standing at the Circle in Glens Falls, and we've passed out over 13,000 copies of your DVDs, Alex. We've gone to our local TV public access. We've got your DVDs showing premiere every single evening. We've got your DVDs in containers at a lot of businesses. And I'm challenging your listeners to have your listening audience double in the next 2 months.
You know, that's a good idea. I think InfoWars puts out the most hardcore message, not perfect, but it's hardcore, to wake people up. And look at how many people know about the New World Order now, or the Federal Reserve. We've come a long way, and now people are really ready to be awakened. Some folks are like, oh, things are still bad. You know, they ought to wake up on their own. No, no, no. Now's the time. That's why they're trying to come in and censor the web now. That's why they've passed CISPA in the House. The globalists are taking the velvet glove off because they know we're waking up.
I've been at this for a long time. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I've got our oldest daughter's been in a wheelchair thanks to Agent Orange, so I'm motivated every single day. But I, like you say, I have never seen people more open, and the time is ripe. And all I'm doing is saying, Alex, your people, you need to get off your lazy duffs. I know a lot of you people are doing a lot, but by goodness, if each one of you is just burned 10 copies of Alex's tapes and you gave it to somebody, my God, it'd be tenfold.
You know, I want to tell you right now, I totally agree with you. I feel like I'm not doing enough. Or when I cover some funny story, I get mad later saying I should have been more serious. Or, you know, when I play a reporter contest with a girl shooting a machine gun, you know, later I think, man, this stuff's so hardcore, I need to be more serious. But I think at a certain level, it's good that I'm just human, you're just human, and that we have a mix of things. Because A, we've got to be hardcore, but at the same time, we've got to cover some other issues as well, or it just becomes too depressing. But we've also got to focus on the positive victories we've had. But yeah, what are people thinking? I get calls and emails and see comments every day thanking me, and that's great. But folks, I'm here to get you moving. The power is in you, the people. And I cannot tell you what people like you out there have been able to do over the years. What type of response have you seen after your years of work?
Fantastic, Alex. When we first started standing at the Circle 3 years ago, people were giving us the finger and all kinds of stuff. But now they're tooting horns. We got people stopping by regularly to get we call it the flavor of the week. It's the different titles you've got. And I'm telling you, it's exciting. And I think that's why people might get depressed. You're on the defensive all the time. Get on the offensive and find out how much fun it is. We've got your InfoWars signs popping up all over the sides of barns and tree trunks. You go around.
Tell you what, stay there. This is too important. I don't want to interrupt you. I want to come back, tell folks about your case, where you're at, what you've done as a blueprint for victory. But that's it. I always explain this. There's fight or flight. I'm not going to run because it doesn't feel good in my gut. I'm going to fight. And people that feel depressed, it's because just sitting at home polishing your guns up, getting ready to blast the first Federale or UN blue top that comes around, that's not fulfilling. Sure, you've got to get ready to defend yourself. That's part of your plan. But 90% of it has got to be about offense, 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 offense. We got to go straight at them. Stay there. We're going to come back to Dave, let him finish up and recap everything without me stuttering and interrupting. And then we're going to go, because I stutter because I'm just so just ready to go. I mean, I want to stomp some globalists in the info war. And then we'll go to Gordon, Rick, Ed, Charlie, and others.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are some amazing videos up at Infowars.com right now. They've just posted a whole nother giant crop of the off-the-chart amazing InfoWars reporter contest videos at InfoWars.com. Coming up, we were able to ask Ron Paul about this last night, and his speech was actually partially about false flag terror. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour, then we'll continue with phone calls. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO's summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. Steve Watson and Paul Joseph Watson. We're able to bring that up to Ron Paul. Also, Russian troops trained to take on the American people. That's in mainstream news. And they're reporting it like, thank God the Russians are here to help fight the American people. No, this is not April Fool's, even though we're in the month of April. This is real. City wants executive order to ban concealed carry in Tampa during RNC, turning a right into a privilege that can be revoked by bureaucrats. Yeah, a governor can't do that. Governor can declare a civil emergency unless the legislature comes in and overrides him. That's how most state constitutions are. But if he power grabs too much, he's in trouble. That's like Rick Perry lying and saying, executive order, you got to take the Gardasil shot that costs $900 for the three shots. So upwards of $300 or more per shot. They're like, yeah, but it killed people in the trials of Gardasil. He's like, it's the law. And girls just lined up everywhere, 11, 12, 13, 14. We had our deaths. We had our convulsions. And then the legislature came out and said, we're going to pass a law that you can't order that. Legislature, he couldn't order it. His executive order just made the health department put on the list of recommended to attend school. That's not a law either. But the legislature passed a law saying Rick Perry couldn't do that. He already couldn't. He's a criminal dirtbag. And all his tinkerbelling came out. And so now he had a little nervous breakdown on the campaign trail, and he was the golden boy at Bilderberg. We cover that in Endgame. Bye-bye, Rick Perry. Bye-bye, Tinker Boy. All right, let's continue. You know, Tinker, as in Candy Bleeper. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got a problem is I'm exercising a lot, folks, and I get crazed. I feel like I'm 22 years old right now. I've kind of enjoyed it when I was fat and semi-lethargic because I already had so much energy. I was still bouncing off the walls. But now it's just not fun. It was enjoyable when I weighed 270 pounds and somebody flipped me off on the highway and I would just not even laugh. I didn't even care. Now somebody does that. I want to tear their head off. Not good. But you know what? Feel better. I'm still out of shape. But side issue, I want to go back to your calls here. In the last little segment that some stations don't carry, Dave in New York was talking about, well, his story and what he's been able to do. I want you to recap that. Talk about the total 180 you've seen in the population and what you see unfolding now. Because I've got friends, family, neighbors all calling me going, I saw three signs for InfoWars in different parts of the city today. Or a couple signs, you know, showing the local radio station you're on and telling people to tune in. Wow, what is this? Is this something you're doing? And I'm getting calls and emails and seeing on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, hit us at Twitter or send it to us via email at ShowTips, photos of what you're seeing out there. All over the world, InfoWars is getting posted. All over the world. Again, as people see Ron Paul rising, educating people, winning in the campaign, and educating hearts and minds. The election stolen from him. They're now going to segue, they already were, into InfoWars. And I had thought internally this was going to happen. We've already seen a lot of InfoWars signs and people with, you know, things over the years and calls to talk radio. But now it's like, boom. And of course, years ago, I went to UT and spoke to, with no promotion, 1,200 people. They turned away reportedly around 1,000. There's Ron Paul speaking to 4,000. I bet, in fact, I'm going to talk to a student group later in the year. I bet if I announced a month out, I could get 10,000 people at UT. What do you think? See, I haven't even done stunts like that to show people the power of InfoWars. Easily. Let's, you know what, guys? Put that, get a student group to sponsor us. I want to go down there. 10,000. Goal's 10,000. It only fits 4,000 in that square. And that was full of Ron Paul. Right at full. We'll put 10,000 in there. I mean, like 5 years ago, you know, 1,200, they turned away 1,000. I didn't even promote it. They're like, hey, Brave New Books wants you to come speak. Okay, show up. Ah, giant crowds of people. And I had George Humphrey and others just invited them down to speak with me. Okay, enough about that. The point is that it's time to exercise our power, your power. Give us a report, Dave. You're saying you're a Vietnam veteran, and you said your daughter's in a wheelchair thanks to Agent Orange. And I like how the fact that you're not taking that and laying down, you're exposing it to save other people from the GMO, the shots, all of it. Tell people in the next 3-4 minutes you've got the floor about yourself and what you've done, because what you were telling me earlier is a roadmap to victory.
Well, the thing is, Alex, it just takes one person. It takes yourself. It takes a person. Just be motivated. Just have enough love for your country, a love for this great nation, a love for your liberty, your freedom, and go on the offensive. This is not the time to be embarrassed about talking to a stranger. And so we've just kind of, a group of us have gathered, and like I said, we've passed out over 13,000 of your DVDs. We've got InfoWars signs showing up all over the area. We recycle these lawn signs that politicians have. We grab them up when the election's over, and we recycle them. We put a different message on them, like InfoWars.com. We go to the office supply store. We get stamps, and it's amazing the number of things you could find to put InfoWars.com on, whether it's a FRN or envelope. But we just are going on the offensive, and it's so much fun. And if you're homebound, develop an email list. We have close to 500 names now on our email list, and it's being picked up, and it's even going international. And matter of fact, one of the story yesterday that you had about the Russian troops that went out on our email alert, we call it. So all I'm doing is saying, folks, come on. We don't have a lot of time, and I know if we put a little bit of effort into this, we could have Alex's program, his listenership, double within the next month or two. And I guess that's all I'm trying to say, Alex. It's a call to action. We ain't got a lot of time. And again, I was personally involved with the Agent Orange cover-up, the class action lawsuit, and it just broke my heart when we found that the chemical companies provided us letters that they had sent to the government saying, do not use Agent Orange. It will cause mutation. And they still went ahead and used
Listen,
it.
Listen, my uncle on both sides of their family, on my family, other family, no history of birth defects, no history of problems. Comes back from being a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, flying through that stuff, and all the hell he saw. Their first child, you know, holes in their his heart. Everything. It was so sweet. I knew him. He died when he was like a few years old. But they lived in Dallas when we did, and I knew him. There's photos of me with him. I have vague memories of him. And he was so sweet. And it just happened to a bunch of people he knew as well. And Monsanto knew what they were doing. And that's the thing. That's like Bayer knew for 11 years they were shipping out Factor VIII with hepatitis and AIDS in it, HIV, the virus. And it's just, and the documents came out, they knew and thought it was funny. It's like funny. It's funny to people have a kid and love it and it dies. You know, it's funny to them. And you know what? I think it's funny what we're going to do to the New World Order. Because let me tell you something, folks. They're launching a giant offensive against us for censorship, secret arrest, shutting down the farms because they're scared. It's time to stop being scared of the New World Order, folks. And it's time to go on the offensive. defense, the offense, and everybody going, I'm buying guns, I'm getting ready for war. Folks, once that starts, it's going to be hellish. We want to not have that happen and back the globalists off in the info war. Now, if they go ahead with false flags and all the stuff they're going to do, and we got to defend ourselves, we got to defend ourselves when they come for us, okay? Or when they shut the economy off and let us fight it out. But the point is, you better reach out to the police and locals today instead of having to fight them tomorrow. I mean, this is a life and death emergency mayday situation. It's all real. It's all happening. Open world governments being announced. They're imploding Europe. Take Greece, was first world, great nation. They're having tens of thousands are homeless every week, new ones. People are dumping their kids off. Diseases like malaria are coming back. I mean, the globalists will wreck you, like Argentina. They used to say as rich as an Argentine. They've wrecked them. They will wreck you. The Bilderberg Group says, we want to make everybody poor. They are the slime of the earth. And we've got to hit them hard. What did the Agent Orange do to your daughter?
Oh, she's had spina bifida all her life. We were told she would not live more than 48 hours. But she's almost 40 years old. It was a miracle.
Beautiful.
But it has kind of helped really open my eyes to the fact that not only did my government intentionally and purposely lie, but it gives me motivation, Alex, every day to say, hey, I've got to inform other people about the GMOs. I got to inform others about the chemtrails.
Do you know what was declassified last year? Dr. Doug Rocky was on. He sent me the documents. I went and looked. Library of Congress, it's there. Do you know what they did with the Agent Orange?
No.
They added synthetic neurotoxin, basically cobra toxin, to it. And it was actually a chemical weapon against the Viet Cong. And in the documents, they knew it would kill our troops and give them neurological disorders. So it wasn't just dioxin and the birth defects they knew that it would cause. That's why most people, after a few kids, that gets better, because you can sweat it out and get a lot of it out of you. But my God, if you have a kid within a few years of it, look out. But
well, you mentioned resisting, Alex. You mentioned resisting this stuff. And another little thing that I did when I was in Vietnam, I refused to shoot a gook. Now, I didn't know about the Oath Keepers back then, and I'm involved with them now. And we're going to have a float in the parade coming up pretty soon. But just put your weapons down, folks. You're either going to stand before your maker and explain why you killed an innocent people because your government told you to, or you're going to stand before your general and get a court-martial.
And, of course, using the derogatory term they use to point it out, like they call all the Arabs Hajis and say they're subhuman. Do you want to tell the story, or are you done about who you refused to kill?
Well, that's up to you, Alex.
Hold on. We'll hear the story when we come back, and we'll get to more calls. This happens sometimes. We go to a caller, and it's particularly powerful. We keep them on for a few segments. I will get to Gordon, Rick, Ed, Charlie, and others. Ron Paul is coming up. It's only about 3 minutes long, and then we'll get the rest of your calls. Okay, so you know, talking about the derogatory term they use and everything. I know there were a lot of cases where they just lined people up and shoot them as the war got more desperate. And again, we have the troops using DU today, which kills the enemy but then kills them years later. But it turned out they knowingly mixed neurotoxin in with the Agent Orange in much of the spraying. So that's another reason it hurt the troops so bad. And they knew this would do it. They tell our troops, oh, you can march in hours after we've sprayed it. And it just shows the people running things. Well, what did Henry Kissinger write? I mean, he wrote it. It's on record. He said the military are dumb animals, cannon fodder to do and to be tools. I'm paraphrasing it, to be tools of our statecraft, I believe is the exact quote. Guys, look up the Henry Kissinger dumb animals, military are dumb animals quote for me. See, I'm not here doing that. I'm here talking to you straight, not going, oh, sure, support the military. Thank you for the wars. Better support the military, support the wars for the bankers that run us. By the way, John Bowne and the guys last night, after they went and talked to Ron Paul and covered the big rally in Austin last night, they went to Double Dave's local restaurant, and they're at Double Dave's Pizza, and they had the NFL draft on. And we're trying to find the clip, but they all saw it, and they said, it's time for the draft, and had the military march out, a message of get ready for the draft. And they admit they've been getting the Selective Service ready and all this, but it's like every event's the military at it, just to get you used to the military being everywhere. And now they admit it's for martial law. But briefly, tell your story about refusing to shoot somebody? Was it in the case where you already had them there and you were supposed to execute them or a massacre? Or was it, because I know if I was in a combat situation, somebody's shooting at me, I'm going to kill them regardless. What happened in your case?
No, Alex, it was the orders of the day that if there was any Vietnamese that came into a particular area, just go ahead and shoot. And this particular fellow did not look threatening, and I dropped to my knee and took the safety off, and I started to squeeze the trigger, and I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. And I don't know why I didn't pull the trigger, but the man just stood there, and then he turned around and left. And I thank God to this day that I didn't kill that man. But I would die for my country in a minute, but my country is no longer the country that our founding fathers created.
No, it's not.
But Alex, here's something that's even worse. When I was in 24th Medical Evacuation Hospital, that was like an intensive care area, Mrs. Nixon was scheduled to come through. And at the foot of my bed, the sergeant in charge was talking about, you get this place cleaned up, you get these guys out of here, you mop this blood off, you get those bloody aprons off, you change the sheets, you change the pillowcases, you take care of this mess, and you bring in the guys from the other section across. So
they moved you out, and who were really hurting everybody, just to make a show for her.
I was the only one that stayed because my fever had broke and my hand was well bandaged and under the blanket she couldn't see nothing. But Alex, you've got to be in an intensive care area, and these guys that are waking up from their operations with their heads bandaged and opening their eyes for the first time and not being able to see and thinking that they're totally blind and the screams. I don't know why people have a thing about war.
That's because they haven't been in it yet.
Yeah.
All these cowards think it's sexy.
She went through. I wanted to spit in her face to create a scene, but I realized it wasn't her fault. But, Alex, yes, they did that. They moved all these guys out that were in terrible shape.
Well, there's a story of Heinrich Himmler, who actually went out to see people getting shot and threw up and couldn't handle it. Yeah, they don't want them to actually see what's really going on. Go ahead.
And they don't want the American people to know. They don't... And that's what motivates me, Alex. We need to have, everybody needs to maybe have something personal happen to them to get them off their butt and do something.
Well, look at all the New World Order's done to you. Send you to a bogus war, Agent Orange, hurts your daughter with a mutation. I mean, it's just, and then I talk to people all the time. Oh, your son's autistic. I'll be on vacation. And they're like, uh-huh. And when did it happen? He was 18 months old. Oh, the third round of shots? Yeah, he had a convulsion in the car. Or he had a convulsion there. Or he had a convulsion. I mean, and now they're saying, your children will have convulsions. It's normal with the new shots. I mean, they're killing us. They might as well take a gun and just shoot your kid in the head right there in front of you. I mean, it's just pure evil, and I'm done with it. Well, God bless you, my friend. You keep it up. Amazing story, Dave. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Amen. Take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, what a testimony. He said earlier, if you didn't hear it, 1,300 or was it 1,000 copies of my films they've given out over the years, making copies of them. Get the films, Invisible Empire, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception. Make copies. Make copies of the radio show. Copies of the nightly news. It's having such an effect. We'll be right back. The always dogged and intelligent crew did find that quote. We'll put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Henry Kissinger's greatest hits in Woodward and Bernstein's The Final Days, Chapter 14. This is what Henry Kissinger had to say. Military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. He went on to say intelligence is not all that important in the exercise of power and is often, in point or fact, useless. No, you're a cancer, Henry Kissinger. Just because you can lie to people and do evil things doesn't mean you're dominant. It means that good humans who want to work together and build a civilization are blind to your cancer. I'm not, though. And I want you cut out. And I declare war on you. You and your GMOs, and listen, you and your cancer vaccines and PDDs and State Department Memorandum 200 about killing people in a world government, cutting off food, getting rid of family farms. I understand you got a lot of death under your kilt there, buddy boy. I understand you got a lot of skulls around your waist. And with these guys, it's like a rock star thing. When Brzezinski goes on stage, they're all, oh, it's him. He funded Pol Pot for the killing of 30%. And he writes books bragging about it. Yeah, I didn't kill 30%, but I sure funded him to do it, which makes it okay because Pol Pot did it. Everybody's like, oh, how smart. You had him kill everybody. Oh, yeah, that's really great. 30% of the population, you had him killed. Wow, that whole family's hacked up and shot. Man, that's really nice of you, but that is... Wow, you're a rock. I'm impressed. You killed a bunch of people. Man, that's really impressive. You know, I could kill somebody with my bare hands in about 10 seconds. Very easy. You just take the governor off your mind, grab somebody, and just rip their head around the other direction. You'll break their neck. They don't get to the hospital quick, they're dead. Am I proud of the fact I can kill somebody? Am I proud of the fact I can flip that governor off right now and kill people? No, I know to control that and keep that under wraps, only break in case of emergency. You people have this killer side, and you think it's beautiful, and it's wonderful, and it's so good. No, it's not good. And it's always these cowards, these blobs like Henry Kissinger, who just have a little bit of killer instinct, but a bunch of pervert instinct. And they run around doing perverted stuff. And perverted doesn't just mean the TSA groping your kids. It means GMO, splicing technologies, creating all this death and destruction, just wrecking things to show off because they get off on it. That is aberrant. That is perverted. You are perverts. You are perversion in creation. You're cancer. And I've said this 100 times. I'll say it again. And I'm going to Ron Paul on your phone calls. If cancer had consciousness in your body. Let's say bone cancer metastasizing in your bone marrow. It would say, man, I'm taking over. I'm growing through all these cells. I'm programming everything. I'm going to send a bunch of little cells out all over the body. And I'm going to take this over. And this tissue is going to be me. The problem is if you study anthropology, sociology, civilization, history, all of it, you guys are cancer. And you start taking over, and you're like, well, we can do whatever we want. Because you are malfunctioning. You are screwed up. You are perverts. Cancer is a pervert. It is a perversion. It is a malfunctioning, ugly piece of garbage that seeks to make everything like it is. But the soul is what is truly pure if it chooses to be. And if it flows out of that system. So they can try to make us ugly physically. They can try to twist our DNA and deform us, but it's our heart and our soul. The globalists want to tell us all day that humanity's ugly because they want us to think we're like them. They're ugly inside, so they want to make everything ugly on the outside because it makes them feel better. Well, let me say something. I have already, in my gut, in my spirit, in my heart, in my ancestral genetic instincts, in everything I am, humanity is going to survive. You are going to be defeated, and I declare victory against the New World Order here on air in the name of Jesus Christ. And does that mean I'm perfect? Does that mean I have all the answers? Does that mean I'm a perfect vessel? Absolutely not. But it means this. My heart knows where it is. And that's why you seek with pharma and the chemicals, the biologicals, to ruin our psyches so you can then program us. But God won't let our free will be taken. It doesn't count. It's cheating. So it doesn't work. You lose. You fail. And this is what happens. It's only when humanity is attacked by this ultimate threat of dehumanization, the total computerized takeover grid, the automation grid, only now will the basic instinct and the spirit of humanity and the image of the Creator activate. And now humanity is activating. The power systems are powering up. The resistance core is forming. The giant that is free humanity is beginning to rise. And the New World Order knows that, and they're afraid. They are afraid. They are cowards. And that's why they seek to take on more and more power. In fact, what was the quote, John, last night you had on the Nightly News? You guys brought me a great quote. That was a powerful quote. Usually John digs up those quotes. When you get a chance, put that on screen. I want to read that. But basically, it is the weak that seek to abuse. It is the weak that seek to dominate. It is the weak. And I am sick and tired of the strong standing back and letting armies of the weak get into giant gangs and overrun us. It's time to defeat these people. They are pathetic. They are ridiculously pathetic and weak and evil. It's the mouse that roared and intimidated the lion into submission, and it makes me want to throw up. It is an honor to fight the New World Order. It is an honor to be demonized. It will be an honor to be destroyed if that's what they do. I fear not those that can kill the body, but he who can kill the soul. And I fear being killed and having them lie about me and destroy my name for my family and things, but that doesn't matter. They have no future if we don't beat them. And I know in the final equation, my work has already been completed in many ways, and that even though I don't get credit for much of the work we've done, that's the best part, because they can't then destroy my name and destroy the information I have transmitted. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And all the designs of the system that's one-dimensional or two-dimensional or three-dimensional at most cannot contend with the larger plan for the universe. All right, I want to get to this Ron Paul report. We sent our reporters, Darren McBreen, John Baum, and of course, we also sent Rob Jacobson and Richard Reeves down to the Ron Paul event yesterday that had over 4,000 people at it. Wonderful crowd. He gave a powerful speech. We're going to be airing all that on the Nightly News coming up. So 7 o'clock weeknights at PrismPlanet.tv. But the question that Richard Reeves was able to get to in the only media, because they were going to have some media, they canceled it because Ron Paul was behind on his breakneck, hellbent tour to get the word out and expose the globalists. That's what Ron Paul's doing. He's already won when it comes to the hearts and minds. I had said, question number one, why haven't you started impeachment calls for Obama launching wars without congressional authorization that violates this article and that article? That was the question I wanted. And then, what are you planning to do that you're winning the delegates? What is the strategy? We want to hear that. Those are the big questions for me. But it works out that Richard, who was able to ask a question, went with something else, because Ron Paul talked about false flag, that being one of his biggest fears, in the speech. We're about to show some of that. And then Richard, as he's getting in the Suburban, was able to ask that question of Ron Paul. And so it ended up working, actually, perfectly, that Richard just, you know, in the moment was able to get that question out. And for those, you know, that just joined us or who are going to watch this later and you're like, is that even true, what Richard asked him? Yes. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. That was leaked to CBS News, but here's my article, and again, we'll put it up on screen for people. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. Steve Watson, Paul Joseph Watson, article, and then you can see right there the CBS link. Click on that for folks right there so they can see that as well. So that is in context, and I don't blame Ron Paul for not knowing about it, because it just broke that day. So there was no way he could probably know about that, but he still said, I am concerned about false flags, and said that in his speech. So here is part of his speech and Richard Reeves' question. And then we'll post the full video tonight at PrismPlanet.tv. But for radio listeners, here's the audio. If you're watching at PrismPlanet.tv, you can also see it. You can go and watch the free link at Infowars.com right now. But here is excerpts of Ron Paul in Austin last night.
They do the same thing with foreign policy. They come along and they don't talk about non-intervention and minding our own business. They say, oh, you guys are a bunch of isolationists. You don't want to talk to anybody. But guess what? The very people who tell us that we're the isolationists are the ones who are always looking around for another enemy to slay and put on sanctions and start another war. They're the ones who don't want to trade with Cuba. We're the ones that think that it's time to engage in the world and to talk to people and trade with people. So they will try to paint us as uncaring. But let me tell you, people who care will care about liberty. And this will never translate into an absolute majority, but I'm certain that our numbers are growing by leaps and bounds. These prairie fires of freedom are being spread, and there's nothing but good news out there, precariously so, because we don't know exactly. We may have something happen. There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war. And we have to learn to distinguish war propaganda from the truth.
Dr. Paul, today's headline story on Infowars.com is about how the government's planning to secretly evacuate Chicago during the upcoming NATO summit in May. Do you have any comments about that?
I haven't seen that, but I don't know exactly what's behind all that. But those kind of statements concern me.
Could there be potentially another false flag event?
I'm always worried about false flags.
We got to get going.
Sir, Paul, you're a hero!
Okay, so we were able to get that question in to Ron Paul. And now we're having InfoWars reporters that are part of the contest all over the country getting questions into Ron Paul. We had one yesterday we aired where he got into Agenda 21 in more detail there. He said, I'm an InfoWars reporter. They just bring him backstage. Ron Paul goes, one question, and he was able to get it in. So one way or another, we're getting our questions through to Ron Paul. So great job to my crew on that, and a great job on that question from Richard Reeves. And again, we will air the entire speech, time-lapse, video, questions, comments from the crowd, all that sometime next week, because I want to take time to add documents to Ron Paul's speech, video clips, and also put in all the different quotes and comments by people that were out there. Very exciting. All shot in high def, and we'll all air at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, he's been very patient. Gordon in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I want to do something a little different today. Normally the phone callers come in and they call and they thank you for the great job you're doing. Obviously, I do also. But I want to give a shout-out to your wife and your children. They sacrificed all their time, all your time that you'd be with them. And without the support of them, it would make your job that much harder.
Well, thank you, sir. Again, I really don't need to be thanked. I want to thank all the listeners out there putting up InfoWars signs and putting InfoWars on Federal Reserve notes. You know it as the dollar. And people, getting the word out and calling into talk radio and going to events and banner hangs and sending out their email list. That's how we're reaching more people. Because I don't want to be all in this fight and then have it fail. And we don't have a choice. But thank you. You heard Ron Paul and earlier. He said it's exploding. Liberty is exploding. That's why the globalists are rushing us right now. Their offensive is a desperate defensive operation. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good.
But I want to also say I'd like to bring up a couple of ideas, especially to your listeners and yourself.
Okay.
Every day I'm in the papers, I'm reading it, you're hearing it on the news, on the internet. You've heard about the Twitter and the raves that are going on. Have you heard of them?
Tell folks about that.
Well, what it is they usually tweet out a message to get a rave. You get thousands of people in one area.
Yeah, they say, hey, let's go to this area. And then everybody listens now to their own music and dances around. And yeah, well, why don't people do that for liberty instead of just mindlessly going out and dancing around acting like morons?
Right.
Is that your idea?
Well, no. My idea would be for all the info warriors out there to maybe, with all the people they know, start a freedom wave, a rave. Get out there and get the people out in areas, let the news know. I mean, get the information out.
I totally agree. Start announcing freedom raves And then maybe everybody just drinks lemonade or something at them and has a good time and meets like-minded people. You don't want to have anything illegal so the globalists can come in. In fact, they'll probably send people in. But if you do them as flash mobs, I would say have a freedom rave right in front of the county courthouse, you know, or right in front of the Capitol. Hey, we stormed the Capitol twice. We just marched in there ready to be arrested. We're the people. We're marching in to get in your face. No more of this, can we get a permit? Now they have a thing where I announce an event and somebody gets a permit to be there in front of me to claim it's their event and then, you know, claim that I'm crashing their event or something, you know. I mean, but, yeah, but the point is we've just all got to take action. It is so important to do that. And I agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. I just want to also say that, you know, during these elections and everything, you always see these signs, you know, all the candidates are out there. Every corner you go to, there's hundreds of signs and there's really an eyesore. But you go by and you're always looking at them. Why can't we just like have the InfoWarriors put signs up there with InfoWars.com in the middle of all these in a different color so they stand out, people look at
them. Yeah, I agree with you. And when the election's over, grab them up. I mean, the globalists already grab up Patriot signs and destroy them. I'm not saying do that or plaster pieces of paper stapled over it with a message. Don't. Founding fathers would do that. We should not do that. We should be very limp-wristed. But no, we can just take the signs when they're done, fold them back over, staple them back, InfoWars.com. And I think InfoWars.com, I'm always even hesitant to say that's the site. I'm like, well, Ron Paul or other sites. But no, it really is InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's like, learn the truth. InfoWars.com, stop the takeover. You know, warning, InfoWars.com. It's just get their attention because it's having an effect. That's why Google's delisted us all over the place. They're trying to block us. All sorts of stuff's happening because they know we're having an effect. They're scared of us. Great job. Listen, I'm getting calls from all over and getting sent, you know, photos all over the country. People are just out there with InfoWars.com signs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the stake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And the reason I'm so crazed is I realize just how nasty the globalists are. I mean, I read all their documents, how in the 40s and 50s and 60s, how they would put chemicals in our food and water to dumb us down, reduce our fertility, break up the family. I mean, I've read all the documents, I've sourced them, I've shown you. I mean, these are really nasty people. And they get off on running other people's lives. They enjoy it. You've all run into that type of person who wants to run your life. All I want is to be free and to see other people empowered. But the system wants to make us dependent and teach us there's something wrong with us so they can say that we're not full men or women. That's what this is all about. Let's go to Ed in Arizona, ahead of more news and an in-studio guest. Ed, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to commend you for being an appointment on the war against tyranny. It's not a job a lot of people would like to take, but...
Well, a lot of people are going to want to take it if this New World Order comes falling into place.
Absolutely. You were talking last week about having to have a permit from the TSA to have a job. I'm a yacht captain. We've had to have permits since 2008 to work under our Coast Guard licenses from the TSA. They call them TWICs, Transportation Workers Identity Cards.
Yeah, they call them TSA inspectors. And now they're going to be over all jobs. They've started in infrastructure protection, like you said, and now they're going to start being everywhere, including, I guess, they're going to try to come here. And it's not happening. I'm done. They're not going to grab my genitals here. And I'm not joking. because it's total submission. It's like, I'm going to rape you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, but, I mean, that's, like I said, that they made captains get these things in 2008, so it's 4 years ago. They actually had Northrop Grumman, defense contractor, was actually running the program, which is ridiculous because the Coast Guard is part of the Homeland Security, so they've actually got, you know, we have to have extensive background checks. And
But you can't have the old Coast Guard giving you a background check to be in those secure ports. It has to be the political police who they admit are going to pull people's contracts and stuff. They have a bill in the MAP bill where they can pass your private info around to anybody they want and spy on Congress. I mean, it's totally criminal.
Yeah, it's, well, they're Satan worshipers, you know. It's, they want to do away with the good.
Yeah, why do Satan worshipers kill babies? Because it's the worst, most horrible thing you can do. It's about their power. They're going to put a baby down and they're going to chop it up. And in the real satanic rituals, they take hours to kill the babies. And you know why? Because they got power. They got the power to kill a baby. And they got the will to kill a baby. And they got the will to have the troops breathe DU and Agent Orange. They're a bunch of scum. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I had one comment about the Spetsnaz you were talking about. Have them? They were coming over here training with, you know, with our special forces. I have friends in the active duty SEALs. I don't think our special forces are going to let that happen. So,
well, they're doing it with the airborne Rangers. But stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Tell me what your SEAL buddies were telling you, folks. I'm not kidding. That's real news too. That's in mainstream news. But it's like, oh yeah, the Russians are coming to help fight Americans. It's good. I mean, you know.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's not a joke. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. That's Infowars.com. But we have it out of Business Insider, the official Chinese and Russian news agencies, and the Denver Post. And they're just like, yeah, the Russians are coming to help take on American terrorists. I mean, you don't like the terror. I mean, we're not in an Al-Qaeda war anymore. That war on terror is over. It's the libertarians and veterans, and we need the Russians to fight them. And the TSA will be in your town pulling you over at checkpoints. It's a TSA inspector. They just create a goon agency and turn them loose on everyone. But yes, people now working at national parks, people working in telecommunications, people working at any big union now, people working in the shipping lanes or as longshoremen. That's how it started. But now it's going into everything. And cybersecurity, if you're involved, you know, you have to have a certificate or you can't get insurance. And to do that, you got to have a TSA inspector drop by. You're not getting away from them. They're your minders. They're your God. They're the one you turn your kids over to be groped, and your wife. They're the ones that put you in microwave booths. They are the federal takeover arm. I told you that for years because I saw them on C-SPAN say that. 2002, you're going to have our approval for a job, for your car to start, for anything. TSA is God, the federal God force. And under... And their state is God scenario. And under their rural affairs, rural council, you're going to have TSA certified local Fed goons that come on your property routinely and just mind you. There's nothing like a sack of crud couldn't get a job anywhere else who wants to come and tell you and your wife. And they come to Amish now with guns drawn. And the Amish are going looking at them. This is on the news. They're like, sure, we are peaceful. We do not care. Shut up and get down. I got power now. I mean, that's what runs America. The filth of the planet. We got countless videos of just organic food stores and where nothing's going. And they raid with guns drawn. And it's the Fed. And the people are sitting there with the cabbages and the peaches going, okay, well, if you're going to arrest us saying it's bad to sell organic food, that's fine, but... why you got a gun in my face? They're like, get on the ground, because it's about you being bad. They're good, you're bad, they got a shot for you. Oh, they're good people. I'm sorry, Ed in Arizona, I'm going to shut up. Tell us briefly in 2 minutes your story about what the military folks are telling you.
I believe that the majority of the special forces would not stand by and let the Russian special forces take over our country, basically. You know, I mean, I've got friends that are active duty and retired. Matter of fact, I have a friend that was Jesse Ventura's instructor when he went through BUDS. So,
wow. Well, isn't he the guy that owns that bar now?
No, he was one of Jesse's instructors, but this is a different guy.
Well, listen, that's how it works, though. They've got Mexican Dutch troops helping in Katrina. They've got I got an article about Canadian troops operating in the U.S. I hadn't even gotten to yet. Arden's Century 2012, U.S. and Canadian conduct major military exercise in NORTHCOM to fight domestic terrorists. See, that's just today. So they just acclimate. No, they know our military isn't going to go along with this. That's why they're showing the special forces, here's our capital, in case the bankers ever give them the green light. They're trying to double-cross the Russians, too, to invade over here. Do you understand that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, don't you think most of the officers, if they said, stand by for, you know, international peacekeepers? Most, you know, the officers would tell everybody, stand by and do what they say.
I don't know if most of them would. Probably half of them would, but...
That's right, and then they would take the other half and tell them, oh, you're going to a mission here, and then they just open fire on them. I'm telling you, it's coming. And I'm not joking. It happened in Russia, China, Germany, everywhere. What the attack plan we're seeing is for a gradual takeover, then false flags, hysteria. They'll blame the attacks on domestic groups. Part of the military will fight back. Wild counter-military coups, and then they admit they've got plans to bring in NATO troops in America, and now Russians. Was military officers warned us about that decades ago. Thanks for the call, brother.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Laura Presley will be in studio with us. Coming up in the next segment, we've got good news. The cities all over the world, not just in North America, are removing the deadly so-called fluoride out of their water. It's a lot of other chemicals under that name. She's running for city council. I see her signs up all over the place. And one of the big issues is getting the forced toxic medication out of our water. UT, under pressure, is now voted to get rid of the fluoride water fountains, or at least provide some that don't have the forced medication in it. So definitely we are on the march. Let's go back to phone calls now, though. Rick in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
FEMA Region 8, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. Let me start off first by saying Buffalo, Wyoming Bulletin newspaper has banned me from emailing your videos to their newspaper. Yesterday, I went to the Sheridan, Wyoming VA and had some teeth pulled. Before I did that, I passed out several of your Police State 3 DVDs, your business cards, and some Bible tracts.
Beautiful.
When I came back downstairs, I was met with two VA police officers. They collected all the DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Veterans don't hand out information to people, your First Amendment. You don't have that. How dare you think you live in America?
Yeah, so anyhow, they dragged me outside the door. They questioned me. First of all, they tell me, they asked me if I have any guns. I got galls in my mouth. I'm walking around with a cane, and they want me to try to present a weapon I don't have. Then they tell me that all my benefits can be taken away from me.
Oh, yeah, they do that. Oh, exactly. Threaten a veteran on a cane, imply you have a weapon, and then threaten to take your benefits away. Man, that's really good. I mean, that shows how warped this has gotten. Well, the VA has got a big problem on its hand. I was reading they've got the biggest backlog in the history of the VA on soldiers that need treatment right now for one thing or another. And it is just horrible. And I want the police to know this. We've actually got a police officer on hold to see what JK in Missouri has to say. I want you to, and most police know this, The way the troops are being treated is exactly how you're going to be treated. And it's important to understand that. Anything else, sir?
Yes. They also warned me that I got to go back next week to have more teeth pulled, that I will now be watched anytime I go to the Sheridan VA.
So you're being watched. We are watching you. You do not speak out against Stalin here in America. You veteran pig, how dare you try to hand out some Bible tracts and a film to other veterans. You do not do that in America. We take your benefits. We are watching you. I mean, this is incredible. What did you say to them when they said that?
I had a gauze in my mouth. I couldn't hardly talk. But they said they went to your website, they went to my website, and they also went to my YouTube video website.
Okay, well, here's the deal. We need to give out your contact, and we need other veterans in the area to join you and go with you next time. And if they do threaten to take your benefits, which is a terroristic threat, how can these so-called VA police threaten that to you? I don't believe you can withdraw those. Those are in your contract. That is so incredible that they would try to terrorize you. Man, what is your YouTube? How do people contact you? And what is your website?
My YouTube is R. Thorne 2, Revelations of Truth. And they can go there. And my email is rthorne2@mac.com. I need people to come with and support me because I cannot lose my VA benefits, and I know they can take it away from me.
Well, how do they do that, though? I don't think they can. I think it's very hard to do that.
I don't know. They said they could take them away from me.
Oh, man, I wouldn't want to. You know, spiritually, just imagining those guys threatening a veteran like yourself, who obviously isn't doing well in health on a cane. I just even hearing it makes me cringe in fear of what God would do to me. I mean, just the fear of the exercise of that type of wicked power over somebody and the embarrassment. And they're saying, because you handed out some Bible tracts in one of my films?
I hand out several of your Police State 3, and they went around and collected all of the DVDs from all the veterans, and before I left...
They're not even allowed to have those. You know, Kelly Rushing in Lionport, in Lyon County, Kentucky, it was in the newspaper. He called me. I didn't believe it. This was like 8 years ago because it sounded so crazy. He sounded credible, but I didn't. I'm going to go to the police officer in a minute. Stay there, JK. I told the guys to make sure he stays. He says they can hear radios and stuff in the background, so we have to go any minute. I want to get his take on this and see why he called, because most police aren't like what we're hearing here, but the VA has their own special people. And it was in the newspaper that he gave state police long play VHS tapes with a Ron Paul speech called Neocon, 44 minutes long, and my film, 911, The Road to Tyranny. And they said it was anti-police, so they took it as a threat, and so they charged him with terroristic threats. And I even called the judge, and he admitted it. And it went to trial, but the jury found him not guilty. He was facing 2 counts, 3 years apiece, 6 years in prison in America. And so they went and took the DVDs. Wow. Anything else?
Alex, here's the kicker. They said you don't want Homeland Security to pull up in front of your apartment, do you?
Oh, wow. Then they threatened a veteran on a cane. How old are you?
63.
They have a grown man crying here on air, terrorized by filth. And you don't want Homeland Security to come to your house. You don't want them to tear through everything. You don't want to lose your benefits, do you? We're taking those DVDs. You don't do that in America. Can you believe what this country's turned into, everybody? Oh, where are you? Where is this located?
I'm in Buffalo, Wyoming.
I can't believe they treat people like this in Wyoming. Give us your email again slowly, then I'm going to go to the next caller.
rthorne2@mac.com.
R, and your last name's Thorne?
thorne@macmac.com.
Okay, people need to stand with you against this filth. Okay, God bless you. I appreciate your call. That's America. An older man, 61, veteran, crying, scared on air because he dared in America. While he's sitting around the VA all day, that's all those old guys do, is sit there and give each other information. And he dared in America to give them Bible tracts, not just my stuff. You don't do that in America. JK in Missouri, who says he's a police officer. What'd you call in about today, sir?
Well,
got some information for you, Alex. And Horton, keep the faith, brother. Keep the faith. It'll get better, if God's willing. Here's some information for you. I know for a fact that the nuclear power a nuclear power plant in central Illinois has been running their hazmat emergency response and was told to be on standby for Chicago. I also know for a fact that there is a National Guard outfit right now that's got every MASH unit in Illinois training. And I know that National Guard unit's only approximately 90 miles from Chicago. I also know there's a bunch of police officers in which I've had talk with that all of a sudden had mandated hazmat training. And they're all from Illinois. And you don't think something's going to happen? I might want to think again.
Well, because we're talking about it, it may not, but that's the question we posed to Ron Paul. And Red Cross has confirmed, CBS is reporting, it's not just Infowars.com, that they do have total evacuation on standby. And I talked to another emergency manager over the border a few years ago, and I called him again last night. They have confirmed that they've been told, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, to be ready for 1 million to be buried right across the border in their county alone in Indiana. And, of course, that original interview is 2 years old, but they've been told to prepare for it again. So I think they just do this every time to test a takeover, but they could bootleg a false flag. What do you think?
Well, I'm almost sure something's going to happen. I'm almost positive something's going to happen. Yeah, you don't sell 400 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow points, 250 million rounds of 223s, and not expect something to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. And I know for a fact most of the officers that I work with, you send in Russian troops or blue helmets, God help them. God help them.
Well, you know, they may just try it. I mean, whoever thought they'd say they're going to ban kids doing chores on farms? Whoever thought they'd Obama would launch wars and tell Congress to take a hike? I mean, this is really scary. This is a real attempted takeover of the country.
Why is that man being impeached?
They think they've got at least half the public totally brain dead watching TV. That's why this is all happening. And
it does go to hell in a handbasket. People that have prepared will make it through it. And I pray to God that it doesn't happen. But I also pray to God that if it does happen, do it now while I'm young enough to help rebuild. I also pray to God that if it does happen, that we can get our country back the way it's supposed to be.
Amen really to that. What are the other officers around you saying? Are they starting to realize all is not well?
Well, it's about 50-50, and then you got the other ones laughing at you, which is all right. I don't care.
It's very sad. They're like children. It's like the general public. Yeah, that's the sad thing. Most of these people are not evil. They just are like children. The general public is like children. They have no idea, and everything's a big joke. Can you tell us the power plant? Because nobody can figure out who you are just because of that. I mean, can you tell us which power plant it is so we can call them?
No, I can't, because they'll figure out who I talk to.
I understand. Well, you know better than we do. Thank you.
Let me put it to you. It's in central Illinois, approximately 90 miles southwest of Chicago.
Okay, nuclear power plant southwest of Chicago. How many miles southwest?
Approximately 90.
90 miles southwest of Chicago. Guys, get on that right now. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back.
Man thinks, cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
You know, when I hear these phone calls of a older man, you know, old man, 61 years old, on a cane, a veteran, not in good health, at the VA, and he's trying to hand out Bible tracts in some of my films, and the police come and threaten him and say, "We'll take your benefits, Homeland Security will raid you." That is pure Stalin, Soviet Union. Now, why do you, and I see this everywhere now, either police say, "Please give us more," and they're awake, or it's always feds that are like this, or it's, "We'll arrest you for that." And I've seen this for years. And the weird thing is when somebody gets scared by them, they get into it even more. And it really gets me angry. And then you have a but then you have that horrible story. Then you have another police officer calling in who says he's worried there might be a false flag in Chicago. And there's a lot of evidence of that. But by us exposing this, they may not be able to do it. Remember that Larry Silverstein bought the Sears Tower. They've now changed the name. Same guy that bought the World Trade Centers a month before, or got it for like 100 and something mil and made $8 billion off of it or whatever. You got double insurance on it. All of this needs to be looked into. And certainly you've got all these official memos that the White House has put out, that their advisors have put out, saying it'd be great if we had a terror attack. That'd make you look like a hero. They think we're so stupid. The Democratic Party has these memos out. And Ron Paul said last night his greatest concern, because we're starting to wake people up, is a false flag. We played that clip last hour. This is the news we're talking about. This is the issues. This is real. This is real. They announced last week, war on terror is over with Al-Qaeda. TSA is going to be everywhere, they tell us. You're the terrorist. No more Al-Qaeda, it's you. And we're going to search you. It's crazy. And they'll always have excuses. Oh, we caught a prostitute, or we caught some marijuana. Whatever. The greater danger is a government randomly searching people. Why are they doing this? Folks, you need to get these DVDs at Infowars.com. You've heard how the system doesn't want you to be aware of this. You've heard how the system is afraid of the population. The Toronto hearings on 9/11, uncovering 10 years of deception. That's a new and available at Infowars.com. Farmageddon, the unseen war on American family farms. Incredible film going over Agenda 21 and A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Now, you're going to be with us till the end of the hour because I'm getting you on a little bit late here. She is a doctor of chemistry, and she's a great activist helping to fight to get poisonous fluoride and other chemicals out of our water. And she's running for city council and getting some momentum. I see her signs up all over town. Laura Presley, who's been a guest on the Nightly News a few times, and she's with Fluoride Free Austin, running for city council. Others can do this in your area around the country. We're going to break in a moment. When we come back, what are you going to be covering? Why are you running for city council? And we'll also get into the good news that UT is going to provide fluoride-free water fountains.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
You bet. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm running for the Austin City Council, and I got really mad. Fluoride was one of the big issues that got me really, really furious about the city council wouldn't put a warning on water bills for children. And if you just look even now, New Hampshire has mandated, the state of New Hampshire's mandated warnings on fluoridated water bills for infants. And so we asked the city council to do this. They didn't do it. I've also spoken out against the TSA scanners, and I got really mad, so I decided to do something about it. I listened to you, decided to do something about it, and run for city council.
Well, you're a smart, sharp lady. You might get in there if the electronic voting machines don't stop you. But regardless, you're going to really have a bully pulpit now when they laugh at you and laugh at other doctors and chemists and professors you bring in. But as you pointed out, UT admits, oh, yeah, the government says lower the amount of fluoride, that it's poisonous to kids. The American Medical Association says stop giving it to little kids. But the city council's still laughing at people.
Yeah, there's the good reason people do things and the real reason. And I think the real reason that they do not get fluoride out is they are, follow the money. They're very concerned about some grants that they get from the Centers for Disease Control. They give Austin City Council about $7 million worth of grants. And I think they are really worried about losing that money if they get fluoride out. There's several council members that know the truth. They know what's going on, and they still won't take action. So I'm here to provide that leadership and stick my neck out and make this happen.
Well, good, because the feds take our money, send 30-something cents back, and then try to tell us that we've got to have fluoride because they love us so much. When we come back, though, because you're a chemist, break down what's really in the so-called fluoride and what's going on with it and all the new information coming out and what happened with the UT. And then we need to talk about how people get behind your candidacy. But as we go to break, what's the website for people to contact you at?
So our website is PresleyForAustin.com, PresleyForAustin.com.
So one more time for people.
PresleyForAustin.com.
We've got it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Folks, get behind her, get her in office, but regardless, she's going to be in there at all those debates, hell-bent on getting this poison out of our water. Stay with us.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Soon to be councilwoman here in Austin, Texas, Laura Presley. She's a doctor of chemistry. And tell us how you woke up to fluoride. And let's go through all the big developments, because you keep your nose to the grindstone studying the fight. And we're starting to really win here. So our offensive is winning. And then we'll get into your campaign that can be a model for other areas of the country and the world. You've got the floor.
Thanks, Alex. So with regard to fluoride, I was on thyroid medication for about 8 years. And My symptoms kept going up and down, and I really couldn't, my symptoms really weren't stable. So I got really frustrated with taking medication. So I did a lot of research on, you know, what is causing my thyroid issues, because I didn't have any genetic predispositions, no family members had any fluoride or thyroid issues. So I did a lot of research, and lo and behold, found out through you and a lot of other Dr. McCullough and also Mike Adams, how bad fluoride is for your thyroid. Your thyroid wants iodine. We give it fluoride instead. So it uptakes that and doesn't work correctly. It seems very, very simple. And if you look at the periodic table, fluoride and iodine are in the same column. And so that means they have their electronic structure is very similar. So what your thyroid does, it uptakes the fluoride instead of the iodine, because that's what you're giving it majority in your diet. The water and the tea and soups and rice, when we cook all that, the fluoride stays in those foods.
And you're a chemist, so all that made sense.
All of it made very sense, you know, incredible sense to me. So I looked at the data and went, oh, this is what's going on with me. So I stopped ingesting fluoride. I stopped completely drinking any water or any fluids with fluoride in it. Foods, I stopped drinking tea, and I only drank purified water that had no fluoride in it. 6 months, my symptoms were gone. I'd been on medication for 8 years, and within 6 months, all of my symptoms were gone. My allergies were improved. My migraines were improved. I was on thyroid medicine, allergy medicine, migraine medication. I'm completely off of that. I'm 50 years old, and I'm on no drugs.
You're 50? You don't look 50.
I'm 50 years old and on no medications. Isn't that wonderful? I don't, you know, I used to, I, 1 year I remember is, gosh, is about 8 years ago, I maxed out my major medical for health issues. When we drink really pure water, we worry about organic food, but where's our organic water?
But they know. I mean, as you know, I've had the medical doctors on and brain surgeons. It doesn't just hit your thyroid. It's hitting all your organs.
Everything.
Also, it magnifies, as you know, all the other drugs and toxins. It's a adjuvant, basically.
Yes. And even your intestines, fluoride is a disinfectant. So you kill all the good bacteria and all the good flora that's in your stomach to help you digest and process these nutrients of foods. And we're missing that also. So when you take fluoride out of your diet, you will see a huge improvement in your health. When's the last time people went to the doctor and they said, I have thyroid issues, I have migraine issues, I have swelling issues. And the doctor says, stop drinking the tap water and then come back to me in a month and I'll tell you whether you need a drug or not.
And then it's not just the tap water.
Nobody does that.
They spray it on the crops, which the last year.
It's a pesticide.
Last year, finally, under pressure, the FDA had to admit, oh my gosh, stop using this, phase it out, but not quick enough because it bioaccumulates. And then, it just goes on and on. And it's in products. We are just inundated with it.
We are inundated with it. And if we take it out of our diet, our bodies work the way they're supposed to. So that was a huge revelation to me. And I got recruited by Fluoride Free Austin because of my chemistry background and my health improvement experiences. And I wanted to bring that knowledge to the city council. So here I am presenting this data, chemical data, to the city council. And I think, oh, a couple weeks, we'll present the data. I'll be back at work. They'll make the right decision. 2 years later, they're still not doing it. And it just got me furious. And we even backed up. We said, let's back up. Let's put a warning on the water bill for infants. And we said, you know what? That's a slam dunk. The city council should do that pretty easily. We got really good feedback from my opponent who I'm running against in the city council race. And he gave us, you know, very high confidence as, yes, we'll get this warning on the water bill. And it didn't happen. And I got really furious. And while I'm sitting there testifying to the city council on all these issues, these health issues, I see other groups coming up, presenting information to them, property rights issues, on, and they still wouldn't make the right decision. So I said, I need to run and make a difference because I've had it.
We're going to talk about that. Now, other people should run. Bare minimum, you win by running just to educate people. But expanding on this, tell folks, because I've read, depending on what so-called fluoride the city's buying, there could be hundreds of things. It's just raw waste. And you know, even the top dentist in Canada, he's been out in the news in the last few years. We even interviewed him once, saying, a decade ago, got Canada fluoridated because I thought it was just a little sodium fluoride. This is toxic waste. Explain what they're putting in the water.
So what they're putting is a commercial grade hydrofluorosilicic acid. And it's a very strong chemical. Fluoride is, and if you look at the material safety data sheet for this, it's H2SiF6 is what it is. And they even warned that, you know, ingesting this can cause a lot of health issues. So they're putting this in our water. It's not pharmaceutical grade. It is commercial grade. It's a byproduct of the fertilizer industry. And, you know, my big issue is if, you know, I wouldn't want even commercial grade sodium fluoride in my water because there's no dosage control. There is, it's a medicine. You can't go to a pharmacy and purchase it. You can only get it with a prescription.
And they now admit it's causing the teeth to get fluorosis. And even the American Dental Association says don't give it to kids under five.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know what? There's no dose control. It's not pharmaceutical grade. I don't want it in my water. And a lot of people don't. LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, last summer came out with a resolution that said, stop medicating our population. You're doing it because of low-income families. Well, you know what? The Hispanic and Latino community are saying, thanks, but no thanks. We got it. We are our people are subject to diabetes, kidney disease, and these are health issues that are really aggravated with fluoride in the water. And we say no. We said, you know, let people make their own decision. Don't make it where I can't have a choice.
We're putting bizarre quotes by the mayor, basically responding to the public out there. Who is the worst on the city council in Austin when it comes to laughing at people and making jokes about this?
There's multiple ones. And I would say the mayor is the most disrespectful. And also my opponent texts while people are presenting, pouring their heart out. To both, and both of them are really disrespectful to citizens. And, you know, what really bothers me about the city council is you will go and present to them information for 3 minutes. You get done. There's no response. It's as if you are in a vacuum. They don't even respond to you.
No. Back when we got the city council to throw out the Patriot Act, we didn't have the votes till I spoke. And it is one of the most more eloquent speeches I've given. But the mayor goes, I'm not going to sit here while you give your speech. I'm going to be back there. And he gets up and walks off the dais, but I was able to reach out to the one swing vote and get them to vote to nullify the Patriot Act here in town, and it was more ceremonial than anything, but it just shows the extreme arrogance, and that was another mayor before this guy, but he really is a joke. Talk about somebody on a power trip. Lee Leffingwell is a joke, not just to Texas, but the entire country. He's a true shame to the human race. Now, Doc... we're talking to Laura Presley, who's running for city council here in Austin, Texas. We'll tell you how to get involved in that in a moment. Hopefully this will spur others to run in their area. Let's get into UT, though. We had a big victory there, and I was reading The Statesman, where they admitted it's much worse for women and blacks for whatever reason, the chemistry shows, and that now they're going to provide water fountains that don't have fluoride. Nicer restaurants are now advertising they don't have it. It's catching on.
It is catching on, and UT, I testified to the UT student government. It's a group of students, undergrad and graduate students, representatives onto the student government. And many of us from Fluoride Free Austin presented the data. And this is the way it should happen, Alex. People should look at this information, make a good discernment of whether does it make sense, does it make not sense, and make a decision. And they made a decision very quickly. And it was just, it was so shockingly different than the city council that, that they don't look at the data and they pull up old information and just ignore us. But this was really excellent. You had technical students, you had business students, you had, you know, liberal arts students, all looking at the information, and they made a decision. You know what? We should have several fountains in at UT Austin that offer no fluoride, because you have sensitive groups. Women are sensitive to hypothyroidism. You have Hispanics and African Americans that are very sensitive to diabetes and kidney diseases. And those people are who we're.
And this is the beginning of them seeing the real science and then demanding water fountains that don't have poison in it, just like the elite don't drink fluoride water. They don't eat GMO at the Monsanto facilities. It's Associated Press. Their scientists demand non-Monsanto food in the cafeteria. So it's begun. I mean, but talk about all the other cities, what's going on. Whole cities are throwing it out.
Right. And I'll tell you one thing. Rick Perry, his facility, his home there is all fluoride-free and all reverse osmosis. So he knows not to drink it here in Austin. Yeah, there's some great progress that's being made. Like I mentioned earlier, New Hampshire is amazing. Their House and their Senate passed a fluoride statement that's going to be required in their consumer reports for their public water supplies, and I'm going to read it. Your public water supply is fluoridated. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, if your child under the age of 6 months is exclusively consuming infant formula reconstituted with fluoridated water, there may be an increased chance of dental fluorosis. Consult your child's health care provider for more information. It's a little watered down, so to speak, but at least it gets the information out there.
At least you can get the councils to do one thing and admit the fluorosis, not the IQ reduction, the brain damage, the cancer, exactly, which is also admitted, but at least something.
At least something. At least it's a first step.
The door is opening. This is a huge victory.
Yeah, the camel's nose is under the tent.
But I mean, look at one of the biggest counties, a million people in Florida, the county right by Tampa. You've got Calgary. It's happening everywhere.
It's happening in a lot of places, and we want Austin to be the next place. College Station, very close to us, where A&M is, they got their water, got fluoridation out of their water. Why can't Austin?
Lago Vista outside Lago Austin? Vista,
several areas.
It's happening. We can beat them, just like we beat not allowing farm children to do chores. You know, again, and they'll be back, but we've got to fight them again. That's the thing.
We don't give up. And Fluoride Free Austin's not going to give up. And by getting me on the council, there's, like I said, there are several members of that city council already that know the difference. They just need a leader to step up, stick their neck out. They're afraid. So, you know, you govern, you know, it's interesting. I think politicians and your representatives are governed. Sometimes the corruption comes in two ways, either financial corruption or fear. And fear, they work off of fear in a lot of ways. I don't work off of fear. I have friends that tell me, you don't have the fear chip. And I don't. You don't have the fear chip in your brain. I don't have it in my brain. We just do what's right. Let's tell the truth.
And I hear you're also a shooter. I was in there talking to my buddy about how women are such great Olympic shots because they're calm. And you're like, hey, I'm like Annie Oakley.
That's what I've been called. I like revolvers better than the semi-automatics. I like it better.
Well, a revolver is a very elegant firearm, and it also in a jam when you're all nervous and really need it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Yep.
Got a revolver right over here.
I bet you do.
So, we're just.
Bet you do.
If I can't do it with seven shots, look at it's a little seven shot, 357. But we've got some semi-autos too. I got a couple guns, two or three. But to be sarcastic, I want to talk about how folks get involved in your campaign. But what else is on that big list you've got there? I've always said it's time to start suing them for medicating things that we know gives a sevenfold increase in cancer in boys. That's been known for decades. That's a fact. That is also toxic. I mean, but they're also on a defensive offense.
Yes.
They're saying, hey, let's put lithium in too. Let's put statins in. We're suddenly, you know, the White House science czar is like, let's put stuff in the water to sterilize people. Suddenly they're like, you know what? We are putting stuff in your water. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, I think, with regard to Austin, we're going to try the council approach again. Get me on the council. There's a couple other members running for city council that if we could get us on there, you know, we do have a chance, a high, strong probability of getting fluoride out. If that doesn't work, there are lawsuit options, and Fluoride Free Austin is pursuing that, and there are different creative ways to do that. I know that the California lawsuit just got thrown out of court by the federal judge, and she said that just because the FDA hasn't approved this fluoride as a medication, you can't sue.
Let me tell you how to get them. You get a sample. You find out what company they've got. You buy some because, you know, they keep all that secret. You test it when it's got the lead, the mercury, and the radioactive isotopes in it. You got them. You don't go after the fluoride. You go after the impurity of what they're using, and none of them are pure.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's the Achilles heel. Well,
I agree with you. I agree. There are a lot of approaches, and those are very creative approaches that haven't been done yet. So
yeah, you don't go the route they want with all their propaganda. You go, really, is uranium, is that good too?
Yeah, because the stuff's not...
It's over. You find the uranium in there, and it's in there. It's over.
Yeah, it's commercial grade. It's not pharmaceutical grade.
Oh, where they lime that mine, that where they mine that limestone, I get tired in the third hour, where they mine that, that's got the radioactive isotopes.
It's got a lot of stuff, got a lot of heavy metals in it. I mean, I worked in the semiconductor industry for 17 years. We wouldn't use that stuff for our chips. Okay, why are we using it for our bodies?
Amazing. Tell folks how they get involved in the campaign.
Yes. So we are, the election day is May 12th. Early voting in Austin starts April 30th through May 8th. And so we want people, if you can't vote on May 12th, get out in early voting. There's a bunch of early voting events coming up in the next couple weeks. But we need volunteers and I need donations. Our opponent is very wealthy. He's really tied into the developer and the subsidy system here in Austin, where we give a lot of subsidies to Apple Corporation, Formula One, Marriott hotels downtown, where we're subsidizing all this growth.
Yeah, they give rich people our money.
That's right. You know, and I've said,
that's how the rich get rich, generally stealing people's money through government.
Absolutely. And I've said, I'm not going to give our tax dollars to a bunch of rich corporations. I'm not going to do that. The other thing that the opponent has said, he goes, we can't have one of those Ron Paul supporters on city council, because I've got a Ron Paul's bumper sticker on my car. And he has pointed that out at every one of these forums where we get endorsed.
Incredible. It's like it's bad. She's a libertarian. She wants freedom.
Well, I say I'm an independent.
She doesn't want us to forcibly medicate her. What a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an independent, and I go with what's right.
Listen to that darn chemist pointing out this is a deadly poison.
How dare she use her knowledge?
Did you see our hidden footage inside the water treatment plant?
I did see it. Good job.
They're like, you can't tape in here. We're like, oh, we're going to.
Excellent job. So, yeah, so we've gotten a lot of flack for being a Ron Paul supporter.
Oh, the extremism.
And so I want every single Ron Paul supporter in Austin who's registered to vote to come out and vote. I know we typically don't vote in city elections. Get out there. Get this guy out.
Yeah, we get 60% turnout national, 8% local. Get behind Ms. Presley now, today. We're going to give you her website when we come back. If I give it out right now.
PresleyForAustin.com, and we need donations.
Presley,
need donations.
You bet. We're going to be right back. Donations, folks. Send her to Austin. The global engineers are racing on every front to implement their program of domination because they know we're waking up. Yes, CISPA passed the House. It may pass the Senate. They did it in a little sneaky vote. Nobody knew was coming. So a lot of the House wasn't there. And then if they try to implement it, we'll file lawsuits. Congress wants to know it's at the new NSA base. They've been told, go fly a kite. Go jump in the lake. It's happening on every front. The Congress is being told they don't matter by the bureaucracy. This is a lawless group. We're having victories against them trying to say your kids can't do chores. If they work on a farm, we're having victories. That's why they're rushing ahead. We're having victories on fluoride. Ron Paul talks about the huge awakening taking place. And on fluoride, that is one of the most important places. Bisphenol A is getting pulled out everywhere. When we take action, we can win. And that's why it's important for all of you to realize this is not hopeless. Doc, you're a Ron Paul supporter. All the Ron Paul people should get behind you because they've stolen the election from Ron Paul. He did win the first primaries. He's won by injecting real issues. Whether win, lose, or draw, you win. But it's time for all the Ron Paul people to run themselves. It's time to take this country back. They can't stop us all. I'm not an immoral person, and I've said on air, the globalists pose as patriots, like Mitt Romney's going to do and get elected. What if we, I'm not saying this is good, but what if we played along, I'm not saying do this, as sleeper ops and acted like globalists to get in and then did what they did? I mean, it is getting to that point. I'm not saying we should do that, but side issue. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Other points you'd like to make? Again, how do people get involved with you locally?
Okay, so yes, we need volunteers. We need block walkers over the next week. So please email us through our contact page at presleyforaustin.com. And the other big issues with the city council, fluoride is a big issue, all right? TSA is a big issue. The subsidies that this council is giving to Apple Corporation, $8.6 million to create 300 jobs a year for the next 10 years. Alex, we could do this with our small businesses in town. I have a small business. I don't get a subsidy. You don't get a... I hear you.
Oh, I'm trash. I'm trash.
You don't get a subsidy. So don't you imagine $9 million could create 300 jobs a year in Austin pretty easily without giving it to Apple?
Is Apple going to put suicide nets up around their offices?
No, I don't know about that.
Are they going to bring slaves? You know, they have suicide nets at their other offices.
Oh.
In China, they have so many suicides.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I hear you. No.
I wonder if the city will pay for the suicide nets. Because Al Gore's got to get every dime he can.
So my opponent votes for all these subsidies, and he actually made a comment that the city needs to mitigate the risk for these corporations coming into Austin bringing jobs. And I say, no, you don't mitigate my risk as a small business, and I don't think we should be subsidizing these large corporations. It's ridiculous. So that's another big area that we're different from our opponent. And but I need people for block walking this week in Austin and donate to our campaign. We've got several ads going on, and we've got other stuff coming up in the next
And your campaign's got quite a bit of momentum. You could win.
We have more yard signs than the opponent by far, probably 10x. And we've got large signs. We've got ads on, I'm going to tell you, your competitor, Rush Limbaugh, we put some ads on his show.
You mean locally? No, I'm on 590.
Locally, and we did.
Yeah, but I'm on 590. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh.
We're hitting the conservatives because this really resonates with conservatives. Stop giving our money out, hold the city council accountable for the bad decisions, financial decisions they're making. They're raising our electric rates. They could be cutting costs instead of just spending and taxing.
Just to be clear, I'm not in competition with Limbaugh. Everywhere I'm put on up against him, we're getting better ratings than him.
I know that.
So I mean, my point is, Rush is fading off into a Prozac-induced or is it Oxycontin-induced haze, and we hope he wakes up and becomes a real patriot and fights the New World Order and stops denying it now that it's open in plain view. Well, good job on your work, and I hope people get behind you. Doc, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. You're wonderful. One more time, the website.
PresleyForAustin.com.
All right, PresleyForAustin.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. And we've got a lot of videos and news posted right now at Infowars.com. A lot of breaking news. And remember, Big Brother does not want people to see this site, so please spread the word about Infowars.com. Big show tonight, 7 o'clock, Infowars Nightly News. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
DOD confirms Russian troops. DOD.